actually, paying people for their data is not new.
It's really part of a larger conversation about who pays for data, who owns it, who controls it, who has access to it, and how you govern these relationships in a democratic society.
Christine Borgman's director of the Center for Knowledge Infrastructures at UCLA and a faculty associate at Harvard's Berkman Klein Center for Internet and Society. She says different societies have different views on data privacy, and that's evidenced by Europe's stronger laws. Getting actual money for our information is just one possibility, but we need to be careful.
We still want to have certain kinds of utilities that are relatively free for individuals. What we don't want to get into is, say, two tiers of service where the rich can pay for certain kinds of access to protect their privacy, and the rest of us simply have to pay with our data.
Susan Lee Taylor, KCBS.